Hey, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, talking about metrics, and in particular, metrics in phishing programs. So, got my smoothie, which is good. Good start to the day. And well needed, because last night I was meeting with a good friend of mine over beer and pizza. And I think for a balanced diet, that is beer and pizza at night and smoothie in the morning. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. I think I'm good. So we're talking about strategy and how to measure the results of a strategist. Because you can come up with a plan, or you can come up with an idea, or you can come up with a solution. But the real result is how it gets implemented and the value it brings. How do you measure that? Similar thing in security programs. So the tip is, make sure you're putting your metrics in places that demonstrate results. For phishing programs, that's not how many fishes were sent. That's not how many fishes were opened. Those are the things that oftentimes get measured when you're doing a penetration test, right? So my team can come in, we can send you 500 phishing emails and tell you that half your people opened them. Great. Good for awareness, but not so good for improving your ability to respond. For that, what you really want to look at is the end result. What happens when you get a fish? Ideally, if you've got a really good organization, what happens is someone reports it, and you've got an IT function that blocks it, and even better, pulls it out of the inbox. So, if you've got a metric that says how fast from the first email to when someone blocks it, that is a good metric, right? So, phishing email gets received. Hey, thank you for blah, blah, blah. Please click on this PDF. That PDF is calling out to a website. Gets reported to the IT function. The IT function investigates, determines it's malicious, identifies that link, puts that link into the firewall rule set or perhaps DNS black holing and blocks it. No one else who gets that email can click on it and fall for that. And as a matter of fact, no matter how long that email persists within people's inboxes, which is another thing we see, right? You send out 100 phishing emails, 2 weeks later someone clicks on it. No matter how long it persists, that rule's in place and it's blocked. And therefore the organization has effectively an immune system for phishing. By placing the metric at that IT function, yes, I measured when or how long it took to block. And then also looking at how many fishes get blocked. That then becomes very effective because you're focusing in on and improving in on that immune system functionality. And you're looking with the IT guys who most oftentimes, with a couple of changes, can protect the most amount of users. Right? So in that point in time, even if half your users fall for the fish, it doesn't matter because one person reported it and those other half are now immune and safe. Good way to place metrics. End of the process. End of the result. The big picture. How many pounds do you weigh after eating both pizza and beer and smoothies? The end results. So, call to action, take a look at your metrics, right? Take a look at what you got and see, are you measuring the beginning, which is a good start, or are you measuring the end result? And find one metric that you can move towards the end of the process and track in terms of the overall improvement of the immunity in your organization. Thanks, have a good one.